about the mess. This is getting it all together here and on the line. I have Anita. Hello, Anita.
Hello, Anna.
I'm testing a, not a new technology, but I'm using a different technology today. I've been playing around with how I'm setting up for the show. So hopefully this is the sound is good, the quality is good, everything's good. We can hear each other, and that's my biggest concern usually because our little lovely Blog Talk Radio has a tendency sometimes to knock off. But anyway, blessing the mess.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's going on, Anita? We do have a couple of callers in the queue. They're not raising their hand. So if you did want to get online with us, just push one, and that raises your hand and gets you on the air. But I wanted to kind of chat with you just for a little bit before.
Okay.
And if we take some callers, yeah. So, hi, what's going on?
Well, I'm relaxing with my sister before the new year and just thinking about all the great things that we're going to do and have planned and some more creative things I want to do and just kind of getting ready for the big 2020.
Yep, it's coming up here. Yep, same thing in a few days. I think I've been going through kind of a plethora of thoughts and taking some inspired action. I was telling you, we're actually building a sweat lodge in my dad's backyard. Surprise, Dad, because I'm just going to listen to the show and it's going to be like, you're doing what? No. No, it's far enough that he's got 2 acres here, so we're good. But that's going to be great. We're going to probably get to sweat in that tomorrow. And for those who don't know what that is, it's like a little hut and we've got lava rock that we're going to warm up and we put that in the middle and you literally go in and meditate and the heat just brings out, can bring out anything, toxins in the body. It can bring up and out spiritual, kind of, you can go on spiritual journeys. You can do, there's so many things. I've been invited to several, but I've never actually done one. So this is exciting. My cousin who's helping me build, or he's actually doing the work. He's doing heavy lifting. No, he has actually done sweat just before. So relying on his knowledge and his expertise to kind of get us through. So I think this will be fun. This is before, of course, heading back to Atlanta on Wednesday. So I'm excited about that, obviously, too, because I get to see my kids. And we'll have just brung in the new year. And I think the new year, 2020, I don't know, what is it about 2020 that just feels like things are going to really fall in place? And I don't mean that as, because things are not really out of place. But I think 2019 has been a little mix of a lot, whether you want to call it good or not good, or you want to call it, just learning, expanding and growing. One of the things that keeps coming to mind is, I don't know if I talked to you about this, I might've talked to Liz, but we talked about the EGE experience versus the ego, which is the expansion and growth versus the ego.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of that is coming up of really not necessarily testing the ego, but just where exactly are we coming from? What's the core? I think talking to Amy, we were talking about the new moon. And so we still have residual from the new moon. So do your asking, write that stuff down, just put it out into the universe. We're studying the Ho'oponopono, Hawaiian shamanism. I think that's something that I've really been immersing myself into and doing a lot of what they call cleaning, which if you're familiar at all about that, they use 4 key sentences. And again, these are all basics that I'm learning. It's about, forgiving of self or forgiving of the experience or the experiences that have created some not feeling good stuff within your body. So say, for example, something happened and you're not quite sure how to interact or how to be in a situation, you just simply say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. So it's really forgiving yourself for bringing in that experience, because everything we bring is an experience for our highest and greatest good, to either be immersed in it and be in it, but also to remove or release that. And that's not releasing it just for us, but it's releasing ancestrally releasing it for not just for yourself, but anybody that happens to be around you or be in the situation, or anybody that you bring into the situation, or they bring you into the situation. So again, things come up that's for our highest and greatest good, even if that's just cleaning it and releasing it and letting it go. So been just immersing myself in a lot of spiritual teachings, and I don't know, it feels good. It feels good to be on this path. It feels good to be, you know, to be gaining that clarity of what it is that I want to do in 2020 and where I'll be going in 2020. And it's exciting. It's really exciting.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So I know you're chillaxing, enjoying yourself before the new year.
Yeah, but I'm also, you know, I'm in getting more into light language. I do the Reiki. I more into healing modalities, which, you know I am a healer. And, you know, more admitting that to myself and moving into it. And also, you know, I think there's a lot of positive energy movement on Earth in general. So
yes.
That's the way I feel.
Well, I feel like when you are, I can go to social media and I can read feeds and I can look at some of the feeds, and that's like, that doesn't really feel good to me. So, you know, doing my thing, I'll move through that. But at the same time, I realize that there are a lot of shifts that are happening. There are a lot of changes that are being made, and depends on where you are in that and how your, I call it your EGE, your expansion and growth experience is going to be. So if you're in a state of perpetual, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening to me, or there are some folks, and actually we were just having this discussion about there's certain people whose feeds are, I would say, 80%, 85% on the not so happy side, if you get my drift. So people are responding to that like, isn't that everybody's every day? And I've responded, no, it's not. I mean, the joke was kind of like, it's one of those I need a drink sort of day. I can't remember the exact words, but it came to something like, it's one of those days where you just want to kick back and have a drink and, you know, F it all, basically. And is anybody having one of those days? And some people were posting, you know, isn't that an everyday occurrence or something? And I just wrote, no, but I would like some ice cream. And, you know, so it's taking it and twisting that a little bit, but trying to make people laugh, because to me, humor is one of the most amazing, uplifting things that we can do. And at the same time, it's really expressing to people, your life doesn't really have to be that way. It can be something different. It can, you know, here's a weird word that a lot of those people aren't going to want to hear, but it can be delightful. You know, it can be delicious. It can be high vibrating. It can be expansive. It can be loving. So when you hear that and when you can experience that, then we can shift it. And so the conversation was something like, you know, I talk about law of attraction. What does that mean? And most people say, law of attraction is like it attracts like and all that, which is true. And you have to understand that it's energy. It's vibrational. It's not like, ooh, I like the color orange, so I like you because you like the color orange. It's not that. It's a vibration. So you're going to line up with people, places, and things based on how you spin or how you vibrate or what your frequency is. So and understanding that's such a big deal, because people don't get, if I'm going to constantly complain every day, then guess what I'm going to get every day? I'm going to have something that comes in to support my story of complaining and support my story of not feeling good. So we have to look at it that way and say, oh, if I'm looking at something every day and going, that sucks, then guess what? I will bring in situations that make whatever I'm seeing suck. I mean, that's really the basic, and turn it around.
That's
if
true.
I look at something, say, oh, I'm looking at that and how pretty that is, or wow, I know that can be a mess, but you know, what a cool pattern it made in the road, or you know, because I mean it's been raining here, so, and we've been driving trucks around, so I can see tire treads in the landscape. Not that it's torn anything up, but it's like, how cool when you see those. I mean it sounds weird, but you're just looking at terrain, and I'm looking at things, and I'm constantly doing that. I take pictures of like weird water formations and lava formations, mm-hmm. you know, because I love the way mm-hmm. things are in nature, mm-hmm. and I look at that, and I appreciate that. So I just wanted to say, and I know I'm rambling on here, but it's just been an eye-opener to really see that people, there's story, is something that I'm learning not only for my next steps, but also really, really seeing that our stories, whatever story you're telling, get supported by the universe. And that means whoever's around you, are they're going to do, be, say, have towards you that will support your story. Whether they know it or not, you're going to see them in that mm-hmm. perspective. So this is a huge thing that I want to help people understand, because when we start shifting and moving towards the light and we start looking in that direction, things in our life will start falling away, start moving around, and sometimes that doesn't feel good, because people that you are used to being around all the time can fall away, and sometimes that, you know, that means even releasing a relationship that isn't serving you, releasing friends that aren't serving you, and what I mean by not serving you, I mean that they aren't lining up with you in a way that, and it's one thing that I truly noticed as well. Like, I don't, like last night we went out with a bunch of friends, and I'm getting to know these friends. They're new friends. It's great. We went out and had some dinner, but then after that, it was like they kind of wanted to go to a bar. That doesn't feel good to me. And it wasn't a negative towards them. It's just I'm speaking my authentic self and saying, I'm going to take myself home now. I'm going to take myself out of the picture now, because sitting around at a bar and drinking for me is not my thing. So I just, you know, it's being authentic and not being afraid and saying, you know, I need to be cool. I mean, be one of the cool kids, so I need to drink a beer. No, not at all. I mean, it's something that, you know, I wanted to have dinner with my friends, but I don't really not want to sit around and just drink and sit at a bar. So I decided, you know, it's time to go. So anyway, just speaking about, you know, stuff like that, like being truly authentic to yourself. And that means, you know, on every level and every detail, being authentic. Because some things aren't going to feel good anymore, because you're going to be like, that doesn't jive with me anymore. It doesn't line up. Because guess what? A lot of that isn't your stuff. It's stuff that we learned when we were kids, when we were from our parents or our teachers or our grandparents. So we can let go of some of those things. We can let go of those things that we don't think are making us happy anymore. And happy, you know, and I don't want to say disregard people, like, just, you know, that's not it at all, because I'm very much a proponent of, you know, I was raised with family's everything, respect my elders, you know, all of those things, and I certainly still abide by those things, but at the same time, I don't line up necessarily with every single elder, or I don't have to be in a situation, you know, family is everything. The past several years for me it's been a whole new thing for me, you know, going through a separation and not having your kids with you every day. There's a lot of not good feeling. There was a lot of not good feeling stuff, but I've learned to move through that. I've learned to see how this is for my highest and greatest good, and how even for my kids. So there's a lot of shifting and changing I know within me, which I'm really happy about, because of the internal feelings. At the same time, it's, oh, how can I be this person that, you know, has these kinds of conversations and helps not only myself but other people move in a direction that they want to go. Anyway, we do have someone raising their hand, Anita. Do you want to get them on the air? You want to? I hear,
sure.
You were shuffling cards in the background, so I'm thinking we're going to have some cards being shuffled here.
I've got my cards ready. Yeah, I got my cards ready.
Okay, awesome. Well, let's get area code 845, you're on the air. with Bless the Mess. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
I'm good.
Excuse
What's your name?
Yes, my name is Maria. I call from New York.
Okay.
Sure, Maria. Okay.
Am I sure, Maria, yes. Is that right? Okay.
Yes, from New York. I got a question.
Okay.
I got two little questions in my mind. Please.
Go right ahead.
Yes. The guy, the name is Louis. They're going to work with my daughter?
There's
now
a guy named
Louis.
Excuse me?
You're
he
saying there's a guy
your
named
daughter?
Yeah, Louis. The name is Louis. He's going to work with my daughter.
He's going to work with your daughter?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
What's your question?
That's the question. Is the guy they're gonna, you know, be partnering with my daughter? They're gonna work with my daughter on the project.
Is he gonna work with your daughter?
Yes, in the project together.
Okay. Anna, you want me to pull a card on that?
Yeah, if you don't mind, that would be great.
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
So your daughter is not working with him right now, correct?
Yes.
She is or is not?
No.
No, she's not. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Is
just
this Louise's project?
Yep.
Is this Louise's project or your daughter's project?
My daughter's project.
It's her project. Okay.
Okay. All right. So, I pulled the cards from the Archangel Power cards. Because I felt, Shermadia, that you were concerned about this. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I felt. So the first card I pulled was the Lovers, Archangel Raphael. And that card suggests to make choices from your heart. So I don't know if your daughter has chosen to do this or not, but she should really look deep in her heart or work with her heart chakra. Are you familiar with what chakras are, Shermadia?
Yeah.
Okay. So she should do some work with her heart chakra to really make a decision if she feels like this is the best for her. I do feel that if she does decide to work with this person, that there probably are going to be a lot of emotions that come up. And so just so she knows to be ready to deal with them. I don't feel they're going to be bad, but they're going to be things that will stir up emotions in her that, she'll learn how to communicate better through those things.
Okay.
The second card was Five of Gabriel. Now, that card is all about being able to resolve any challenge that comes up, and that's kind of what I felt from the first card, that you know, I feel your daughter's strong enough. I don't know your daughter, but that's just what the universe spirits are telling me, is that your daughter's strong enough to deal with it. She just needs to be ready for it, and she can resolve whatever comes up. And also, I feel that she needs to have, I don't know if she's a patient person, but if she's not, she's going to learn patience through this and learn, kind of like Anna was saying, just to more observe instead of reacting initially if she does work with this person, and to talk things through instead of allowing any drama to occur. Because sometimes when we react instead of respond, drama comes up because people take things personally. So again, I think it's her decision from the heart. I think she'll be able to power through it if she makes the decision to work with this person, and I think it will give her some growth.
I see. Okay, can I ask another little question, please? Please?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.
Thank you. The other question is, somebody was here off a job to my daughter. They was supposed to send a contract and some deposit for the work she needed to done. But still, I don't see nothing. You see, they're going to send the contract, the deposit. This is a letter.
So somebody offered her a job?
Yes, yes, yes. They offered a job.
Now this is...
Can I get your daughter's birthday? What's her birth?
My daughter's birthday? June 26th.
June 26th?
Yes.
What year?
1975.
What I'm going to do, take a look at your daughter's life path, and this will kind of give us an insight, too, because I know she's your daughter. So your daughter is a life path number 9, and we get that from literally adding up every single number in her birth date, June being 6, plus 2, plus 6, the 1975. So... that gets reduced down to a 9. And she has great compassion for a people and projects. And sometimes she'll put her energy into things that may not come out to benefit her. A lot of times it benefits other people. So maybe when she looks at these contracts, because a job is not just a job, she has to feel with, again, back to that heart chakra, she has to feel in her heart that is something that she really wants to do. Your daughter's very creative. She also
right.
comes from a place of love, because the 3 and the 6 make up her 9. So that creativity, sometimes that creativity will, because it's her leading number, will take over. And if she looks at something in more of a creative fashion, not really from a money standpoint, even though in her number she does have what they call an 8, which is an abundance number, so that's good. But sometimes the creative will take over the where we might say, oh, a job meaning to support yourself or to bring in, definitely bring in other opportunities. She has to be really careful that she knows her worth. Does that make sense? That she knows her value and who she is. This isn't, you're her mother coming in, so I can only tell you based on the information that you're giving, since she isn't talking to us directly, that connection is not, for me, I know, is not as strong, but looking at the numbers, I can tell you that 9 with that creative piece, very much for her, she needs to really pay attention to say, you know, what is my value in this and what is my worth in this, and make sure that she's asking for that when she works through these contracts or works with these people. So for your daughter, it's about the creativity. And that's what she's looking at. So if you have a relationship with her where you can have this conversation with her, you can ask her, you know, just pay it, make sure that she is knowing her worth and her value when she is signing any contract or working with anybody on any of her projects.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Okay, because that creative piece can be, you know, as artists, we have a tendency, we want to do it for the love of the art. Well, sometimes the love of the art doesn't pay the bills. So I'm being my practical human.
It's a letter that sent to the contractor.
Right. And so she has to make sure that she is very strong in her value and her self-worth. Okay, that's important. It's so very important that she knows, because she can be self-sacrificing. The nine is that number, is a humanitarian number. It's a number of service. It's a number of helping people. And she probably helps a lot of people. She just sometimes she won't get paid for it because she doesn't push through that. So what we want to say to her is, love yourself, know your value, know your worth. And when you are doing your work, there has to be some form of energy exchange. That means if she, I don't know what kind of work she does, but if it's creative, she needs studio time, if she needs people to help her or any of that, that's fine to do trades for, but be careful. Some of that energy exchange really needs to be in the form of the energy of money in that abundance. So for her, again, if you're talking to her, it's about her worth and her value to herself. And once she stands up for that, it will feel natural for her. And once she gets that flowing, the beautiful thing is she can do both. She can do projects that fill her heart, also bring her abundance, but also will help. Sometimes we are very tunneled vision and we don't understand that when we do this thing for ourselves, we actually help other people. It will ripple out. So just that's the key for you is really, and again, we're not speaking to her, so I don't know, but really helping her understand her value and her worth. So Anita, I don't know if you're ready.
Well, I pulled a card around that Shermadia was asking about, you know, her being offered a job, and it was kind of around the same thing you're doing. The card that came up was dreams. Believe in your dreams. Never compromise or surrender your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Believe in yourself. Believe in your dreams. And so that goes along with the same thing you were just saying, I believe, that she really needs to believe in herself and know that her worth it is worth being paid for.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think that goes right on with what you were saying.
Right. I mean, anything is possible for your daughter. Anything. But,
thank you.
You know, anything is possible. She must be in that place of receiving and allowing for that to come in. Does that make sense?
That come in soon.
Yeah. So it may be somebody might say, yes, I'm going to send you a contract. And sometimes that contract may be very valuable. And yet if she doesn't feel value in herself, she won't receive the contract.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird how energy is.
Mm-hmm.
So for her to be able to allow these wonderful projects and creative contracts to come through, she must believe in herself. She must have value in herself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's the important part.
Thank you very, very, very much. God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
You're welcome.
Happy New Year.
God bless you and Happy New Year.
Thank you. God bless you.
You're welcome. Bless you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye. Yeah, it's so important. And you know what? I know I'm learning that. I just feel like that is such a huge thing for all of us, is to understand that we have such value. And that we can bring about, and you know, I always say, I feel so humbled that I'm being used as a vehicle to have these conversations, and have people show up in my life that support that, and support all that we're doing. And I think it's just an amazing thing once you say, wait a second, I am worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I do have value. I know I can do these things, and it's building. It is. It's a muscle, because a lot of times we were, you know, as even children, and it's not meant as anything negative. It's just that sometimes we have so many mixed messages from all over that we kind of don't know where to go. And you have somebody with a 369, you know, her daughter is 1, creative, 6, very loving, and 9, that's just the number of helping and sharing and help and being that person that, you know, can almost fix things. You find the 6s and the 9s a lot in the medical field too, because a lot of them are nurses and doctors and things like that, because it's the helping number. It's the all-rounded it's the number that encompasses everything. So really taking that in and saying, I'm of value. And in order for her to move on some more of her projects, you've got to have that flow of money that comes in, so that you support that as well, not only your own projects, but
and
other people's projects.
That goes
as well.
Back, yeah, that goes back to knowing that you need to be paid well for what you do with your skills.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And it's possible. I think a lot of that, I think about that. I was in the same industry for 32 years. And to go from, you know, T-shirts, literally, printing T-shirts, that's what my business, my company was printing T-shirts, to now going into really coaching. Because in that business, you know, you help people with designing, you help people with branding, you help people, it's all that. But at the same time, now you're going into this more spiritual space, and you want to say, you know, all things are possible. And I want to say, there's no such thing as competition. And I want to say, you know, all is well,
right,
and we can uplift each other, you know, and there's a lot of stuff. And sure, a lot of people say, you know, Anna, you live looking through those orange colored glasses. And it's like, most of the time I do. There are times when I'm like, no, you know, the ego gets in the way, you know, and you bring yourself back and you go, wait a second, I'm here for a reason. You know, what is he? I see a lot of this, you know, light workers, you need to step up. And I'm like, oh, Lord. You know, really? Do we have to? Can't we just stay in our own little hidey hole? But it's like, no. It's time to get out there.
No.
Time to do your work. Yeah,
that's right.
No, you cannot.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. So we have folks listening. I appreciate you listening. Again, if you want to get on the air with us, you can push 1. And I forgot to open the chat box. Oops. So right now we don't have anybody in chat. Sorry about that, my folks who love chat. Oh, I'm sorry about that. We're halfway through the show and I'm just now opening chat. Anyway, so yeah, I think there, you know, the past couple of days for me, you know, of course I'm working on my website, and that's just been, you know, that thing, that contrast that just says, you're doing what? You're going to put yourself out there on the on the web. You know, you do this for other people, but, you know, you're not going to do this for yourself. And so it's been kind of fun coming up with content and digging up, you know, stuff for that. But, yeah, so it's moving yourself from that place of what's possible, or not, when you move from I can't do it to infinite possibility. So I think that's important. So, yeah, let's draw a card for just the listeners out there. How about that?
Okay.
See what we get.
I'm going to draw, let's see. I'm feeling again to use the archangels. I don't know. I just feel like they're right here with us. So I'm going to pull a card, for what we need to know for 2020.
Oh, okay. That sounds great.
For right now, I will say.
Well, 2020 is a 4-year. So if you're listening and you want to know what year you're going to be in, take your month and your day and add that together, and then add 4 to it. So my birthday is March the 9th, so that's 12. Is that 12? 3? 9, 10, 11, 12, yes, reduces down to a 3. And then adding a 4, I'm going to be going into a 7 year. So I'm in my 6th year this year, which is about family and love. And it's been a very self, it's finding the love within yourself for me. It was finding that which in me is just kind of coming from that place for myself. And I think that's been very important. But doing a lot of traveling and a lot of meditating, a lot of literally sitting on mountains and meditating, not for years, but just for, you know, minutes or hours, and that's been important. And then, so on my birthday, I'll be going through a 7 year, which I call the God number, and that is a very, it's going to be very introspective. So a little bit like this past year, I think, for me, been very, I almost promise you I'll be doing a heck of a lot more channeling coming up after my birthday. I feel like that's, there's a lot of messages that are trying to get out, and I haven't been patient enough to sit down and write them out, which is what I usually do. I did a little while I was traveling out west about a month ago, but that's about it. I haven't really written anything since I've gotten back, so I have a feeling that that's going to be very much happening. Anyway, you ready?
I am ready.
Okay.
Actually, Raphael came up, Queen of Raphael, which, you know, we got another Raphael card before, and I do feel that there's been a lot of healing going on, and I think that's why Raphael's coming up so much. And I think that will continue personally into 2020. And again, on this card, it's follow your heart. So I think more people, you kind of mentioned it before, instead of going into their ego, are going to go more into their heart. And I think that's really important, because I feel like you, that this is well worth the time if it can lift anybody up, make anybody realize how gifted they are, how powerful they are, how appreciated they are, how loved they are. Doing, you know, a show like this and things that you and I have planned, to me, it's just well worth it, because, I mean, people are, to me, so awesome, and I just love the different personalities of people, the different gifts of people. I cherish those. I admire those. I really want to see people step into their power in this coming year, and use their voice and not be afraid to use their voice. And that's what I feel like this card is all about, that, you know, you just need to trust yourself and follow your heart. And if you have to tell somebody you don't want to do something, then feel free to do it, because that's your truth. That's how you feel, and that's not a bad thing. And you'll find the group that's for you, the group you click with, just as you and I connected with this radio show, you know, just through a conversation we had. I mean, it felt like a radio show. And I think that's going to happen to a lot of people. So I feel like that's why this card came up.
That's awesome. Actually, well, and before you had pulled that card, I actually have a Shaman's Path deck sitting here, and I pulled out a card, and it happened to be the Creator card, which goes right along with your Queen of Raphael. And it says, the Creator, known by many names, is the allness that expresses through and is everything in the entire universe. In your prayers, pray directly to the Creator and see what happens. Contemplate how the Creator and creation are one. I hear the Creator's voice as I sit in silence. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
It's about creating our lives the way we want them to be. And
yes.
I think I was doing something this morning, a meditation, and it was about it was about manifesting. And it was really interesting because a lot of these, I guess, pre-done sort of meditations, really a lot of them focus on material. And that's fine. Not bashing materialism at all. Been there, feel like I've done that. Mm. And now it's like after releasing everything into the universe, you come back to what is it that you really want? So really checking into that, what is it that you really want? And, mm-hmm. you know, there are people out there that immediately jump in, oh, I want a big house, and I want a car, and I want a boat, and I want, you know, jet skis, and I want, you know, and they just go on and on and on and make this list of material stuff. And it's like, what, you know, and I think one of the questions posed was, if you had millions of dollars in the bank, so money was not an issue at all, or whatever, money's not an issue at all, where would your thoughts be? And I thought that's interesting, because even those who have abundance in all different forms still sometimes freak out and think, oh my God, you know, I've got to retire in 5 years and what am I going to do? So these questions come up. So it's this sort of program that we have to have X number of dollars in the bank. We have to have, you know, we do have, I mean, that's what I was raised on. You know, you need to have a house and you got to have, you know, nice cars to drive and you need to have, and not saying that that was demanded of us, but it was, it's almost like your parents wanted you to have something bigger and better, I guess, than they had or whatever. That's maybe what was thought. I don't know. But at this point, it's like, okay, it's just me, myself, and I. Where am I going? What am I doing? And I loved this past year. I love traveling. I love having experiences, not only by myself, but with other people, with my kids, and even with my ex. I mean, we enjoyed taking the kids places. It was fun. We're getting on this, you know, we're getting on speaking terms, so that's really great. So I think it's that kind of thing. Like, I love living my life with that freedom. So how do I maintain that freedom? And that's what I've been tossing up to the universe, of course, looking at abundance things and looking at. So it's kind of like the thing is, from, you know, Anita, and I know it's like, I think I've talked to you about this. It's like trying to figure, we don't have to figure out the how. Like, the how is not our job. Our job is to know what we want and move in that direction. And I think the biggest thing for me, which I think I said this when I came to visit you really quick while I was up there at some point, was because I'm moving from a very a business of, you order something, I create something, I give you a product. And where I'm at now is I'm being a sounding board. I'm being someone who holds space. I'm being someone who can be a think tank with you. I'm somebody who helps you with accountability. And so all of those things are etheric to me. They're not products necessarily that I hand you. So that has been my biggest hang up, I think, in moving in this direction, is that, who am I to offer these services and not have a big box of stuff that I hand you in the end, you know? So I think that's been sort of the weird thing for me in shifting where I'm going and what I'm doing. So it's getting easier. It's getting exciting, actually, and I want to say that. It's getting exciting. Because I've got some, you know, we've got things planned for 2020, and we're moving in a direction that is kind of beyond where we've been. It's not too outrageous, but at the same time, it's like, okay, you know, we're going to figure this out and we're going to move in that direction. So I want to say thank you to everyone who's been listening to our shows and supporting us and holding this space and holding this energy. So appreciating you.
Yeah.
And appreciating you, Anita, for sure.
Ditto.
Oh.
Do we have anybody else raising their hand?
No one else is raising their hand. So, yes, again, if you're on there and you want to push one, we'll get you on the air if you'd like to chit-chat with us. Otherwise, we'll just keep talking.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we do.
I will give them a second to see if they want to share anything, and then I'll bring up something I was thinking about.
All right. It's all good. And I had my my cousin in here earlier, and he is a creator of things. He does smithing here. He works with metal, works with wood. He's just he creates stuff all the time. He's retired military, so he's he as he puts it, he just piddles, you know, and he makes things. So he's the one that's really was the instigator of the sweat lodge, because he lived out west and he and his buddies used to do this. Yeah, so he was like, you know, we got to build a sweat lodge. I'm like, all right, let's build a sweat lodge. So it's kind of neat because I think today for the first time, he's coming in. He's like, we need some stuff. And I'm like, what do we need? He's like, we need like sage. I go, got it. He goes, okay, we need like some oils. Like I said, like lavender or something. He's yes. I go, got it. He's like, what else? He said, I had my drums out, had my crystal bowl out. We had the Tibetan bowl out. We had all these musical things just kind of sitting around the house because we've been pulling them out and playing them and stuff. And he's like, did you make this? I have a hand drum that I made. And he's like, did you make this? I said, yeah. It was a very spiritual experience. And he couldn't believe it.
That's the one with the symbol we looked up?
The why? Yes.
The drum with the symbol we
yes.
looked up? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've been playing it. Mm-hmm. We made a big fire a couple nights ago and sat outside, played drums, and smoked the hookah. My dad's new wife sent me a little hookah with some – I don't smoke, but these are like fruit-infused tobacco, and it's really very smooth, and I've never heard of this before, but it smells wonderful, and one's lemony, and one's like mixed fruits or cherries or something like that, but the smell is crazy, it's amazing. So we sat outside and smoked the hookah and played drums. So all about the new moon, we were bringing it in and talking about manifestation and all this stuff. So I love being out here in the country, in the woods, because you can do all these things. And the neighbors aren't calling you up and going, you know, hey, you guys are playing drums. And it wasn't late. It was probably 8 o'clock at night. So my aunts were coming over saying, well, you guys were playing drums the other night. But yeah, you were having fun. So, all right. So no one wants to get on the air with us. So what you got?
Okay, that's okay. Well, I was, you know, you and I've had this discussion, and it might help somebody else. You know, my son had been on something for 2 years. I never asked him what it was, but and so we've worked out a lot in our relationship, and he's been clean now for 5 years. And I just wanted to say that on the air for anybody else that might be going through anything like that, that you had mentioned before that a lot of things happen for your divine good. And I know people may not look at that for divine good, but our relationship is so good now. It's better than it's ever been. And we set in such a good example for his daughter and my granddaughter. And it just goes back to what you said. When something's happening and you're in your ego and you're struggling and you're going through something, I know it feels horrible. It seems horrible. I didn't talk to him for a whole year, which was, you know, difficult to me at the time, but it was the best thing I ever did for me and him. And I just thought I'd share that with everybody out there, just to back up what you said about really life working out for your divine good if you just go with the flow and try to work through things and get out of your own way.
That is very, very true. A lot of times we try to fix it, and that what I'm learning is when you try to fix it or you try to make things happen for someone else, unless they come to you and ask you directly, kind of like our caller earlier, I know she was calling about her daughter, and we can share that positive energy and we can say to her supportive words, and yet we're not talking to her daughter. So helping her daughter is, if sure, it's we want to do that, and she's not asking. So during that call, while you were chatting with her as well, I was doing what they call cleaning, which is moving through whatever stuck energy, helping to kind of unstick the energy of whatever is there. Because obviously there's something going on. Otherwise mom wouldn't call, right? So not knowing what that is. And the same with you. Like, you didn't talk to him for a while. At the same time, he had to work his stuff out. He had to get the help. He had to ask.
Correct.
That's so important, folks. We can't create for other people. Yes, somebody had asked me this the other day, can somebody make me feel bad? That yes, that you can use them as a jumping off place to feel bad. We were just taught to react to other people. And if we took a moment, if somebody says something to us or does something that we feel offends us, just take a moment before you react, if you can. I mean, these are things that are definitely learned. And observe and really check in with yourself and ask yourself, how is this really affecting me? How are these things really?
Well, I always say, why am I being triggered?
You
know, what underneath, what happened in my past, or what am I insecure about that this is triggering me, when I know for me it's not a truth? But why is it triggering me?
Right. And when you ask yourself that, generally it's kind of like, oh, okay. Does that really, like, I had an incident today, actually. You know when your friend asks a favor of you and you just, in your gut, you just, the answer is no. And in the past, I would ask other questions like, you know, I understand you're asking this. What else is happening around that? What else is going on? And, but my answer was simply no. No. And it's okay. I had to clear all that stuff before I even replied. Like, she texted me, and I did not answer her for probably a half an hour. And because I was sitting with it, because in my intuitive gut, I was saying no. But as her friend, I wanted to help. And then part of me is like, I didn't want to get into it. I was feeling guilty. I went through a bunch of emotions. I'm feeling guilty. I'm feeling like I'm letting a friend down. And then I had to step back and say, wait a second. Is this for my highest and greatest good? Seriously. But the answer is still no. And that no. And then
and
she's like,
is
okay.
Is it something I really want to do? You know, sometimes it's not something we really want to do. We have something else we're doing, and we don't always have to drop what we're doing.
Right. But it was still a resounding no. I didn't want to do it. And so I just said no. And she was like, okay, thanks. Thought I'd ask. Bye. And it was no, there was no, you know, you suck or anything like that. I mean, she was like, happy, yeah, happy holidays. Okay, we have someone raising their hand. So,
okay.
Area code 519, hi. You're on the air with Blessed
Matt. Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. I just wanted to talk, like, it's funny you were mentioning that whole trigger thing. Like, I made a joke, it was last night, I believe. I made a joke, and then the person I made the joke to told me today that it had offended her. And I thought, you know, I don't get, like, you can't be funny anymore. And it's not like I ever poke, like, it's not something where I poke fun at this person over and over and over again. That's not my style. But something came up and I said something, and then she told me today she was offended by it. And I thought, well, maybe you should have just run with it as comedy and built upon it, because we've got to poke fun at ourselves as well.
Yeah. I honestly think comedy is most comics, you know, there's a self-deprecating kind of thing that comes with it that I don't want to really buy into. But at the same time, making people laugh or having people laugh with you, I think is so high vibrational. And maybe this friend just wasn't in that place to receive that, you know, that little smile, that little twinkle that you wanted to offer, you know, depending on, obviously there was some processing going on with it. Because it took her how long to even say it to you?
Oh, yeah. About 24 hours.
So she kept thinking about it. And I was like, and maybe, and again, Jennifer, I think you've kind of been listening to us, but maybe there's a, maybe there's something going on with her that what didn't feel good to her was supporting her story of what doesn't feel good to her. What I've come to realize is that so many people have a different perspective. When we're trying to get across this little funny thing, they're like, whoa, what is that? You know, it's almost like, actually, I think we were saying that today, like, you can't even really tell a joke these days because people get offended. You know, somebody's going to get offended at something. I said, I just say, thank God I'm biracial, because I can say, you know, I've got two sides, you know, I got these two sides that I can play with, and I can play with them because I own both sides, you know, so, and that's the self-deprecating part, except it doesn't get that bad. But, you know, at the same time, we, a lot of times people just, they're not in that space to receive what you are attempting to offer.
Yeah,
so how are you?
I won't stop. You know what?
You're fine.
I'm fine. I'm not going to stop, but I also, if I push her too much, like, and say, okay, well, and like you said, this triggered you, you know, what is it that triggered you about it? But I also know that she throws it out the same way to other people, worse than me, and thinking, well, so, but sometimes the people who throw it out can't take it. Like, but if you're going to throw it out, you got to be able to take it too.
Yeah.
Well, I think it goes back to what Anna was saying earlier about having confidence in yourself, because speaking for myself, Jennifer, I know that like Anna said, in the past, there were times when I was very sensitive about things because I wasn't confident about myself. But, you know, as I grew more confident and became more able to say what I needed to say, and, you know, you can't, I guess I've learned to say it in a more loving way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you had triggered me, I probably at this point in my life would have said to you, you know, Jennifer, I know you don't mean anything by it, because she probably knows that about you, I'm assuming. But I just want you to know that those type of things are bothering me now. So, you know, if, you know, I just would appreciate if you wouldn't do that at this stage in my life, you know, having more of that kind of mature adult, dialogue.
Well, oh yeah. You don't hold on to it. You just, you know, say at the moment,
right?
What do you mean?
Right.
Or whatever it is that you want to say. You know, it doesn't have to become an argument. It just has to be, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or be vulnerable, like I'm saying, and say, you know I'm being sensitive about that, but for some reason that hurt my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we're not confident enough to be vulnerable in front of people, and I'm learning, to me, I love vulnerability because then I know the true person.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
because
telling me who they are. They're telling me how they feel. So now I get to know them better.
Yeah, whereas I just, if something doesn't resonate, I just ignore it. I don't take anything personally, but that's maybe you shouldn't be that way either. Maybe you need to be a nice balance of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier about allowing people to be that jumping off place. Most people are really excited when they fall in love, when they're happy, when they are laughing with friends and having a great time. But the moment somebody says something that kind of, quote unquote, rubs them the wrong way, or they break up with somebody or any of that, the next thing you know, they're pointing fingers and they're blaming somebody. So whether it feels good or feels not good, we get to choose how we feel in every situation. So I'm not saying, you know, we all have the total freedom to go around and, you know, poke fun at everybody. At the same time, when someone affects you in a certain way, you have to acknowledge that. Like for you, Jennifer, I don't know if you had the conversation with your friend, like, oh, well, you know, what was it that offended you? Or let's clear this out, and maybe there was a misunderstanding, or find out her perception. Because once you have clarity with the other person's perception, things become clear and they start falling into place. Very strange, but for me, like, and I think you're the same way too. Like, things roll off of me too. It's like, you can come at me, it's all good. And, you know, sometimes it's like, ugh, it's like, I have cousins that I'm around that have way too much energy. And it's like a Tigger, right? And they're bouncing around. And this one that's helping me, who's actually building our sweat lodge, he comes at us left and right. He sends me text messages. I mean, he's flipping me the bird. He's doing, but all in love. I mean, that's his nature, right? He's ex-military, so you can imagine some of the crazy stuff he's saying. Not my really cup of tea. At the same time, I know he doesn't mean anything negative. He is trying to kind of push buttons, but he's trying to make me laugh. He's trying to be silly. He's trying to do all these things. And sometimes, not that it doesn't feel good, but it's just, I don't need my phone being blown up with all these really bizarre, you know, GIFs and memes and all this stuff. And he does it anyway. And if you reply back to him in any certain way, you know, it comes back again. So understanding, once you start understanding your friend and saying, oh, so this offended you because, you know, why are you offended? Let's clear this, you know, let's go ahead and clear this. And again, studying the Ho'oponopono, using the, you know, for you, Jennifer, why is this coming up for you? You know, like, okay, this came up for me. So that the saying would be, you know, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. You don't have to say that out loud. You can say it to yourself, because everything is created for us. So your friend saying, I was kind of offended by that, and you're saying, wait a second, that wasn't offensive, it was a joke, you know. At the same time, that forgiveness is for you, because all of us, I feel like when your friend said that, there was sort of a little punch in the gut for you, like, whoa, wait a second, what was that? So it's really so that you don't react to what your friend is saying. And again, I'm trying not to stand in your truth. Anita, I don't know how you feel about that. A lot of people are like, let me, you know, we all need to stand in our truth, whatever that is. Just be who you are.
No, I do. I feel Jennifer needs to be Jennifer, you know. And,
yeah,
and
just be who
I'm
you
not
are.
Saying you're going to lose this friend, but I'm just, I mean, honestly, there's so much going on energetically in the world, and I don't think people realize that. You even think with the earth, this thing's going on with the earth, the atmosphere, nature. There's just a lot going on, even where I live, you know, there's more buildings, so you're getting more deer and bear in the area. You know, it's a shift that happens. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, maybe you're naturally being shifted toward other people, or a card I pulled as y'all were talking came up as great teacher. You know, maybe you're a teacher for people to work through things they're trying to work through, you know, in being who you are, Jennifer. So, you know, there's a lot more to it than we think, that we just offended someone.
Well, okay, and then I thought, well, this isn't the first time this has happened with her. There was another time where she was saying, oh, I'm smoking, I shouldn't smoke. And I said, oh, just like your mom. And, whoa, it was like I insulted her to the opposite ends of the earth, because I compared her to her mom, who smokes like a chimney. Well, you're smoking. Mm-hmm. Your mom smokes, just like mom. I don't, you know.
See, now, and I think that's where we can learn, Jennifer, because probably in my years, because I'm working with people with abundance and watching their words, and so probably the way I would have approached that is, I'm really surprised that you're smoking, because I know you hate your mother smoking.
Good. That's a better way to put it. You're right.
And that has a whole different energy than the way you said. I know you meant the same thing. Because, you know, I hear you. Obviously, if you're on here talking about this, you care about this person. But I think it's the way we use our words, and I think perhaps that would have been a better way to say it.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know how you feel about that, but that might not have triggered her as much, because you're saying, you know, I'm surprised you're smoking, because I know you've discussed with me how you hated your mother smoking.
Exactly.
And sometimes it's that that acknowledgement of, because I think people say things and they don't know that they're saying them. They say them as automatic response or just random, kind of like your friend who said, you know, I'm smoking, I shouldn't be smoking. And then, you know, so it's kind of this automatic berating of self, because that's a big deal with a lot of people. I'm going to come down on myself because that's all I got right now. And and then we acknowledge that, and that's like, whoa, wait a second. I can beat myself up, but you're not allowed to, right? So, and then I feel like with you, Jennifer, you have such a wry wit that you're quick with your words. You're a speedy processor. And so, I will tell you this, in communication, just acknowledge that person. Like Anita said, it's like, I understand that. You know, I am kind of shocked that you're smoking because your mom smoked, or you acknowledge it, or you say, I hear ya, or something that's going to say, I identify with what you're saying. And because of this, or so maybe that person is just, it is that, is kind of like you're being an example for her, but also acknowledging what she's saying, because she really is not happy with herself for doing it. So her bringing up's one thing. It's kind of like, what is it, like my mom, like, you know, she can pick on her kids, but don't pick on her kids. You know, it's that thing. It's like, I can pick myself up, you're not allowed to. So it's that kind of thing. And I will say this, there are super sensitive people out there that are, you know, they want that acknowledgement. They want you to say, I understand you, even though we don't. It doesn't mean that we're taking their side. It just means that we hear them. I hear you. And, you know, that's probably a good $1,000 worth of therapy that I'm sharing with you after my ex and I broke up. Honestly, because I had to go somewhere special to learn how to communicate, right? So I did. I took myself to a specialized therapist who really showed me that acknowledging someone, whether you are agreeing with them or not, but just acknowledging the fact that they said what they said will bring you, it's like, whoa, it just calms the waters, because they want to be heard. They want to be heard. And it's kind of like, I hear you, I support you in that. You know, it may not be your truth, it's their truth, but you're supporting them in that. So it's just a little, again, what Anita said, just a little twist on words, and that will, you know, just flips it. But I get you, because those of us with the wry wits, we want to be like, you know, kind of joking and fun, but, you know, the super, super sensitive beings are going to be like, wait a second. And we are that as well, but at the same time, we've got this, you know I'm always looking for the humorous thing, or the kind of the fun in the conversation or whatever, but a lot of people don't take that, they don't find that humor, they, you know, they're not seeing that, they're seeing you're being sarcastic to me, or you're just being you know, you're beating me up.
It's because they're not happy with themselves right now, Jennifer, which I know you know that. I'm not telling you anything new, but you know, we don't like to be reminded that we're not happy with ourselves.
Well, okay, can I say one more thing? Because I thought, well,
sure.
You know, I said that she hands it out. Well, she says that tarot cards are the tools of Satan. So I don't even respond to that. I just go, you know what? You live in your own judgmental world, and you, that's your experience. You, that's your opinion. But, and to, mm-hmm. that, to me, I'm not as offended by it as I am looking where it's coming from. So I look at where it comes from, and I'm like, well, clearly she's unenlightened because they're not tools of Satan. I have a very nice life. I do good. So guess what? Yes, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. You can say whatever you want. And it doesn't offend me because, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if that's what you believe, then...
Right. I follow a shaman. His name is Shaman Durek, D-U-R-E-K. And he talks about that, about black magic and things. And he says magic is magic. You make it dark or you make it light. Okay, it's not, because, see, I do the cards, and I believe in God. I mean, God is number one to me. But I do the cards because I feel that God and the angels speak to me through them. So I choose them for light, for messages. Okay? Now, you know, some people are not. I mean, I've been around some mediums that spew out very negative things to people, and I don't believe in doing that. I just don't believe in doing that. But that's, again, I'm not judging that medium or that psychic or whatever. I just don't feel that I feel God and the angels and spirit want to enlighten you, want to give you messages to help you, not to hurt you. So, you know, I just like the way he puts that, because it's magic is what we make it, dark or light.
Exactly. You're right. I love the way that he puts that. That's awesome.
Yeah. And those are, you know, those are programs based on how people were raised. I mean, if you're, quote unquote, if the fear of God was put in you, then that's what you're raised with, and that's what you bring in. If the love of God is raised in you, that brings that into the experience. I remember, you know, I used to get a lot of messages as a designer in my studio, and I remember, I think there's a scripture, and I don't think this is in the scripture, but I think somebody tweaked it a little bit, but it's like, we are wonderfully and fearfully made. So those are two words that are very opposite of each other. And you cannot be in those two words at the same time. You cannot be in fear and be in wonder all at the same time. Doesn't work. So those are programs, and that in itself, I remember reading that and going, that's kind of an oxymoron, right? That I'm putting on this shirt. And at the same time, this is for a religious group, so we were creating it. And I think to myself, this is why a lot of, I'm not pointing at organized religion being not good or anything like that. You take what you like and you leave the rest. I feel like we all have to understand that when you get mixed messages, and that's a mixed message, and that's what's happened to us in growing up and whatever we decide to do in our lives, and still that stuff, those programs, even as children, if you were raised a specific way, I was just saying this, I was baptized Catholic and raised as a Jehovah's Witness, and now here I am spewing off things about spirituality and God and love and universe and source, not in a religious way, but in a way that says, you know, we're here to be unconditional and to love unconditionally. So to me, that's that's the bottom line of that. But that belief, when people have fear, they're going to say things like that. And they're living in this place of fear and not knowing. And I used to think that of things like the Ouija board. Not that I play with them or anything, but there used to be this, like, I mean, a fear of, if I saw this thing in a store as even a child, I would, like, it would be so disturbing to my inner being that I would get all flipped out and get as far away from it as I possibly could, because that was a program. So you, Jennifer, you know, one, it's great she has a friend like you, because you are teaching her. Seriously, you're teaching her that to be unconditional, because you are being unconditional, and she can bash your loves and your beliefs, and you're saying, you know, that's okay, because you're meeting her where she's at. And you can have a conversation with her, too, when you're ready for that, because that'll be a big, you know, a little bit of a can of worms are going to open up. But at the same time, maybe there'll be some enlightenment there. Maybe there will be the mm-hmm. next step for her. So people are, I mean, we were just having a conversation about an hour ago, well, before the show started, with a 13-year-old who is definitely Catholic and is talking about all these horror things and guilt and sin. And I was like, whoa, you're 13 and here he goes. And I was trying to kind of put in there that a lot of these things are beliefs, and we were going on and on. I didn't get to finish the conversation with him, but I thought at 13 he had, I mean, I'll tell you what, it was a, I feel like a wonderful conversation. A 13-year-old having this religious conversation was kind of cool. At the same time, those beliefs are in there at 13, and I hear that from him, and I see it. He's not bashing anything, but he's just, you know, he's being 13, but he's talking about God, and he's talking about, you know, scary stuff and demons and all this, and it's like, whoa, wait a second. So kind of interesting how people hang on to things, and even when they don't serve us, you know. So I feel
like we're more powerful than any demon. So,
well, and I was trying to explain to him about vibration and how, why would this energy we would call a demon show up for someone? It's like someone who would basically check out of life. I'm checking out. You know, here's a body with really nothing in it. Let me just hop in there. So that's a whole other show. But anyway, Jennifer, I just feel like you being supportive of her, and in the times when you get to spend with her. And I also believe that you're going to learn a lot about yourself and what you're willing to allow in your life and what you're not willing to allow in your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel like for you. That's what's coming up. It's like, oof, this doesn't feel good anymore. I don't need to be with this, you know? So it's all about choice. All about choices.
Exactly. That's what I'm feeling too, Jennifer, that you're going to see some shifts in who you're around and who you're with.
Well, that's okay. You know, everyone, old friends are good, new friends are good. And if people are no longer serving you or you're not serving them, it's okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really awesome way to look at it, because we sometimes hang on to, you know, our friends and some of them who are just in a different place. And it's like, bless them, love them, and I can't be in that space, you know, and you make those choices for yourself. At the same time, understand that what you do also teaches other people. And I think that, I think about that. It's like, I have a niece who is just, for the lack of a better word, is a badass, and necessarily not a good way. So, you know, I mean, she is, and sometimes what she talks about and what she posts, I'm like, oh my gosh, child. And she's been this way for a long time. And I think about that and I think, bless her, because just meeting her where she's at, and when I'm with her, like if I'm at my, we're at a family gathering and I'm at my sister's house and she's there and you know, her brothers are there and her kids there and we're all hanging out. She's just, you know, sweet, and you know, not like overly sweet or anything, but she doesn't have that angst that I see that she puts out there on social media. And I think to myself, this, you know, this child, I mean, I just want to hug her, you know, but it's like, I can't create for her, you know, and I would love to, I would like to just hug her and squeeze her and say, you know, life is good, baby, life is good, just love it. But her, the way she is, it's not like that. She doesn't see that. Yeah, just wanted to say that. Some people, you just, oh my God, you love them because you love them. But, you know, sometimes you look at them and go, gosh, life could be so easy for you. Like with your friend, life could be so easy for you if you just let off of that self-deprecating stuff. You know, it's okay. If you want to smoke, smoke. Love it. Enjoy it. I know people who do. Seriously. You know, you want to eat cake, love it, enjoy it. Don't say from the lips to the hips, you know, and then eat half the cake. It doesn't, that's the energy you put into it. So whatever you're doing, just love that experience, you know. It's like, you know, if she's going to puff on a cigarette, you know, gosh, I hope you love it. I hope you're enjoying it. And really, because I know people that do, they love to smoke. It's like, well, then smoke. Oh, everybody's telling you to quit, but you don't want to quit. I'm not saying, you know, yeah, I'm not a huge fan of it, but at the same time, if you're going to beat yourself up while you're doing it, that's a kind of ridiculous. Enjoy it. Enjoy whatever it is that you do in life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. But thanks for sharing with
Jennifer, and that appreciate you being so open about this. So thanks.
Thank you.
You have a happy, happy new year. And if you see your friend, just, you know, smile and wave.
You know, and I don't apologize either. I think apologizing is, I can't apologize. You know, I'm sorry she took offense, you know.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
No, that's why I think the words are so important to say, you know, like you say, I'm sorry you got offended, but, you know, I guess I could have said it better, that I was just surprised you were smoking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So in that way you're not apologizing, but you're just rewording it in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's good. Mm-hmm. That was very good.
Just
gets
back to acknowledging that's all. People, you know,
mm-hmm.
it is. It's so many different personalities, so many different ways of coming at something. And it's surprising sometimes when you want to joke around and somebody's like, well, that, you know, I didn't like that. I didn't like the way it came out. I didn't like the way you said, or you shouldn't say that. Or it's like, well, I said it. It's out there. You know, let's move beyond it. So, yeah, just be you. That's it. And those, when I was talking about the I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you, wasn't for your friend. It's for you, because you had to now put up with that experience or that thing, somebody coming at you saying I was offended. So to me, when things come up for us that are like that, like, oh wow, that didn't feel so good, or something comes into our experience that doesn't feel good for us, it's about us moving that energy away. That's really what that's about. And it doesn't have to be said out loud. I just use it when I have these, you know, any kind of interaction with somebody that doesn't feel good. Like, I'm clearing that, and I'm clearing it and saying to my divinity, hi, divine. Sorry that had to happen. Forgive me. Thank you so much. I love you. You know, and we're good, because
mm-hmm.
that love will clear that experience for you. So hopefully these, you know, I think you, when what you're saying, I mean, I know it helps me, like that awareness of conversation with people. And like I said, and because still, again, before I speak quickly, especially when I'm around my ex, I pay attention to what I'm about to say and what words are coming out of my mouth, because that, I take offense at that, comes up. It's like, okay, fine, you know. Then it's like I'm explaining myself, and it's like, just be quiet. I'm observing silence at this moment. Yeah, just observe.
Yeah,
just be in
observe.
That space.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get into that space, something that I learned a couple months ago was about silence and social silence. It's like, yeah, I want to poke fun and say things at the same time. I'm in a space, I just observe. Now I'm observing, and what I call social silence, which means before I speak, I'm gonna be mindful about whatever comes out of my mouth. And it doesn't help necessarily when you have that witty partay that just wants to come out and be that. At the same time, when you observe, a lot of times, you know, you learn a lot about people just by that. Are we
well
still here?
Said.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. All right, Jennifer. Well, Happy New Year to you, dear. And
you too.
Happy New Year.
Enjoy this new moon energy. I think we have another day left. So, you know, write down all those wonderful things that you want to happen moving forward. Use that new moon energy. All right, cool.
Thanks, ladies.
Thank you. Bye. Wow. That was pretty cool.
That was great.
Yeah. Lots of different personalities in the world, and sometimes being able to observe that is a huge thing. Well, all right, my friend. I gave us 90
awesome
minutes.
Again. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you too. Oh my gosh, it's like so much. I feel like it's just been an instant, but here we go. But
I know,
so,
it goes by so fast.
It does. Well, enjoy your New Year's
too.
Are you on the beach?
Yes.
Awesome.
We are. We're on the beach.
Awesome.
I don't get to spend a lot of time with my sister. You know, I mean, we're back and forth with mom and stuff, but actually spending time. So this has been wonderful.
Great. Well, we will wrap it up so you can go spend time with your sister. And Happy New Year to you.
All right.
I appreciate you. I will actually back in town.
No, let me know about the sweat lodge, too, when you get it all done.
Yeah, I will. I'll send you some pictures. We've been taking pictures and stuff.
Okay.
So I will.
Sounds great.
And, I'll be back in town next week, so I'll have to set up a time to get with you so we can
wonderful
have some conversation. Awesome. Well, all right,
okay,
folks.
All right.
Your website's not ready, but you do have an email address. Let's put that out there. If you want to get in touch with Anita.
Yeah, it's anita@earthpathguide.com.
Thank you so much. And I am Anna at lifegetsbetterandbetter.com. Thanks so much for listening to Universal Energy Radio's Bless the Mess. We should be back on next Wednesday, 6:30 Eastern Time. And have a happy, happy New Year, everyone. We appreciate you so much. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.